1 John 3. Go to 1 John 3. Verse 22. Now, you're going to really see some shocking things in this book. And whatever we ask, we receive from Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things which are pleasing in His sight. And this is the commandment, that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as He gave us commandment. Now he who keeps His commandments abides in Him, and He in him. And by this we know that He abides in us by the Spirit whom He has given us. So what you need to see there is that when you first read 22, it goes, oh shoot, the commandments, are they back? No, not the Ten Commandments. Look at this. In verse 23, it tells what the commandment is. The only commandment left. This is the only commandment left. Believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as He gave us commandment. That's the remaining commandment of God, is to love God, love our neighbor, and love ourselves. That's the remaining commandment of God, right there. And so, that happens by the Spirit that is in us. And it says, how would you like an open checkbook with God? Now, I'm not meaning money. I'm meaning a checkbook of answered prayer. How would you like that? Look what it says is available to those who love. Look at verse 22. Whatever we ask, we receive from Him. Can you believe He said that? Because we keep His commandments of love and do those things which are pleasing in His sight. Loving people and loving God is what's pleasing in His sight. And He says, if you love and you believe and you have faith, you can have anything you want, my children. You see, because you're not going to desire something wrong. It's like, you're not going to say, God, I love you with all my heart. By the way, Lord, I want $5 million. See, He knows if you love Him with all your heart, you're not going to ask Him that. Now, there might be a time when you do ask Him that. Maybe you've got to feed, you know, 1 million orphans or something. So, now, you need the 5 million, right? But it's always for love, not for loving yourself. You see what I mean? Everybody gets hung up on, like, the prosperity gospel of money, okay? But it's like, one of my mentors said this once. He says, the definition of prosperity is having enough money to do everything God tells you to do in your life. That's all the definition is. Now, at this level I'm at, I might just need $3,000 a month. But I might work my way into a place where I'm doing a lot in the world. And by then, I might have a ministry budget of $10 million a month. And I have to have that. But not because I'm spending it on me, and I'm going out and I'm buying boats and sports cars and, you know, do it in three mansions when I can only live in one. You know, not because I'm doing that, but because I'm loving people and I'm going, God, I need this much money. Everybody get what I'm saying? You can have whatever you want, but you need to, this needs to all be in the parameters of the love of God. You see that? That's a definition. I just gave you a definition of the prosperity of God. God does want us to be blessed financially. That is the gospel. Abundance is one of the key words of the Bible. Abundance.
What was that 1 John verse? I'm sorry.
We're in 1 John 3:22. But now we're going to move on. Next chapter, 1 John 4. 1 John 4, 15. Through 21. Whoever confesses that Jesus
is the Son of God. God abides in him and he in God. And we have known and believe that the love of God that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God and God in him. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world.
Wow. Can you believe he said that? As he is, so are we in this world. I mean, as Jesus is at the right hand of God right now, so are we right now in this world. In all the love Jesus Christ has at the right hand of God, we have the same love in us in this world. We have the same power. We have the Holy Spirit. We have the promise of heaven. We have everything as he is now, so are we right now in this world. I mean, but you know why people don't walk in that? Because they don't believe that. But they could believe it because God said it. And if God said it, that settles it, and I believe it. It's amazing how blessed you can be. It's amazing how blessed you can be if you only believe the simple promises of God.
Now look at this. It says, verse 18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If someone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also. Now focus your eyes back on 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment.
This is the big key to removing addictions out of your life, is that the root of addiction is fear, and particularly the fear of death. That's the root of all addiction. I didn't say it. God said it. It's found over in Hebrews. But there is no fear in love. Now, I'm a love being. I'm made to love. Like the bird flies, I love. I am full of the love of God. Am I bragging? No, I have faith. I'm believing what the Word says. Do you see that? I don't care if you say, no, Greg, you don't love that much. I don't care if you say that. I'm not going to believe you. Let every man be a liar and let God be true. Right? You're full of the love of God, right? No, watch this. There is no fear in love. Then I can have no fear. If I am full of love, there is no fear in love, so I can have no fear. If I want to go on a diet tomorrow, which maybe I ought to do, quit snickering. Hey, if I want to go out and die tomorrow, I don't fear the hunger pains, because I have the love of God. And I love myself as much as I love my fellow man. And if I need the diet, then I need the diet. And I love myself enough to do it. All right? Now, if I'm not going to drink tomorrow when I like drinking every day, I'm not going to fear any withdrawals, because I love myself too much to destroy. You know, alcohol is just poison. It is just poison. I mean, they rub it on you. You know, rubbing alcohol, it's the same stuff. Maybe one's a little more powerful, but they use it as a cleanser. You know, you can burn it. You know, it's like gasoline, and it's like it isn't anything good to be putting in your body. Do it well.
Since I have been saved and been filled with the Holy Spirit in these last 7 months, I've tried drinking and other things, and he's right when he says it's poison, because it actually poisoned my spirit to the point where I didn't want to do it anymore, because of the amount of good and love that I had in my spirit got taken away, and I was like, whoa, I do not want to do that again. I want to keep the love and the spirit full. So it's just a trip how it's true, the love of God.
Perfect love casts out fear. And we really have nothing to fear at all about anything. ever when we have the love of God.